I spend 1 hour one morning this week measuring leaves. Yes, leaves. 9 years ago, I got interested in the idea of measuring the rate of change in leaf growth to determine changes to the growing season and therefore indicating signs of climate change on the South Shore. In short, if on May 15th leaves are small and they show significant growth by July 15, we know that our growing season is still generally as we remember it. If, on the other hand, we start to notice that our trees are fully leafed out and fully grown by May 15th, well, then that means that the conditions for that growth are in place earlier than they historically have been. As you can imagine, my 9 years of measurements don't mean much now, but just give me 30 more years before you judge my data, please. But I'll let you in on a little secret. It's not all about the leaves. The May leaf measuring hour is one of the most peaceful mornings I spend all year. I start early when it's still relatively cool. I'm usually alone, and when I say that, you know that means it's just me and the wildlife. This time it was 24 species of birds, 2 types of squirrels, a chipmunk, and some deer. What I like best about it is that time slows down to a crawl. Sure, the clock is ticking, but I have a very meticulous, repetitive task to complete. 50 leaves, 25 on each tree, length and width. There's no need to rush. My eyes and hands do the work while my ears take in the bird song. As I'm off trail for these 2 particular trees, which have become old friends at this point, I watch my feet to make sure I'm not stepping on the star flowers and Canada Mayflowers that are now up. It's become ritualistic for me, like all of my citizen science projects. So what can I tell you about this year? For the 2nd year in a row, the red maple I measure is already fully leafed out. And this year, so is the American beech. In fact, the beech leaves are longer and wider than they have ever been at the end of the growing season. Is this proof of climate change? Heck no. For now, it just means I spent one more peaceful morning in the woods. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.